Sometimes you gotta let the anger out. You keep stuff inside, it's not good. We have our very own version of Tommy Lahren, or sorry, is it Tommy or Tommy?
It's Tommy Lahren.
Tommy! Whatever it is, we call her Alex, and you are on one this morning. What are you so upset about today?
We need to talk about people who sell crap on Facebook.
Ooh, I hate those people. Sorry if you're one of those people, but I don't really like you.
Yeah, I've been against this from day one, but I reached my limit over the weekend when I was added to some group for lip products without my permission. Nerium, Lip Sense, that fiber mascara crap, it works. All of that stuff that people sell on Facebook, I don't get. It is already the most infuriating thing to constantly be added to groups and parties that you don't have any interest in going to. But then once you're added to these groups, your phone is constantly blowing up from the group creator with 300 notifications a week about their newest products and shipments. It's like, dude, I'm like getting excited thinking a guy is texting me, and it's really just like Karen from Greenwood trying to get me to buy Lip Sense.
Y'all want that Lip Sense?
Like, when exactly did it become okay to shake down your friends and family for money? Does anyone think that this is the rudest thing ever? Like, if you want a part-time job selling this subpar junk, be my guest. But please don't freaking ask me to buy it when the only reason I want to get on Facebook in the first place is to look at funny memes and watch videos of people making food I will never eat. Who thought that it was okay to tell people that sell these products that the first people they should ask to buy it are their Facebook friends and their own family members? Those are the last people I would be asking for money. Like, hey, grandma, I know for a fact, because I know you personally, that you're living paycheck to paycheck on your retirement, but can you please support my Jello shot habit by giving me $20 from some mascara that you'll never wear? I mean, like, this is the shadiest thing ever, to try to make money off of people you know instead of getting either a part-time job somewhere else or asking strangers and not your closest friends. And the worst thing is the friend requests from people that don't even know me trying to get me to buy this crap. Set up a stand in a parking lot or go door to door, but don't blow up my phone trying to get me to buy some saran wrap for my body. Thanks. I don't force people to come to my stuff. If we have a cool event for the radio station, I might share that it's going on, but that's it. I don't personally send 17 messages an hour to every one of my friends list asking them to please come. If people want to buy your junky mascara and your questionable skincare, they'll seek you out and they will ask. But otherwise, stay the f*** out of my inbox, dude.
Oh, okay. Well, that was very pleasant. Isn't that the worst, though, for real? Like, so what's the most common thing you're getting hit up with, like, that people want you to do? Is it the facial stuff? Is it... Even I, as a fat
probably
guy, got
Lip
that.
Sense and Nerium. And it's like, dude, I worked at Sephora. I am a skincare junkie. I know everything there is to know about that stuff. I don't trust it. I would never use it. I would never advise anyone to use that stuff.
The worst thing that happened to me, and the reason I say it was the worst, is because I felt like broadsided twice. It had to do with when I was losing weight. I had one guy, I think it's like Shakeology or something, or something like that, but you buy all this stuff. And I had lost a bunch of weight. I was down like 80 pounds at one point, so I was already on the path there. He's like, I know you're losing weight, but this will help you. I'm like, I've lost 80 pounds already. Like, I'm doing good without your little shake program. But then everybody starts adding you to these shake groups, and then
so
like
annoying.
Everybody messages you, like, you get excited, like, hey, I'm blah, 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 blah. Like, I have something that could help you. I'm like, oh, what do you got? Like, some advice? It's like, Shakeology, try it.
And then, I just think it's rude. It's like, I would never go to you or NYK and be like, hey, can you support my bar habit? So, like, give me like some money that I can use for cover this weekend, because that's what these people are using this money for.
I'll challenge you on that one. Maybe people are really trying to get like a second income just to do
then
stuff.
Then get a different job or sell this to people that you don't know, like not on social media.
The worst thing though is a radio guy that I looked up to so much when I used to work with him back in the day. He said, hey man, I want to meet with you. I got a great opportunity. I'm like, oh my
gosh. You think it's going to be a radio job?
It's like, it's going to be a big radio job. I bet I'm going to make a ton of money. This guy knows everybody in the country. Go meet him at this really fancy place. Walk in there. He's like, sit down. They pop in a movie, like a VHS. He's like, hey, I'm so glad you came here. And it's like, Amway.
What?
It's like, it's a thing where like you sell all these products, and then like this old couple comes out there and try to like hard close. And be like, Joe, if you get started today with your credit or debit card, like we could get you your first like $600 in product. I'm like, you want me to spend $600 on this?
That is literally so deceiving and so horrible. And I was
blindsided by
it. Yeah, if you're really my friend, then you're not going to be in my inbox asking me for money. Like, that's just how I feel. And none of my real true friends have ever done that. It's just people that are like, you know, they're acquaintances is the people that you add on Facebook because you like looking at their baby, you know, or something weird like that. Like the people that you don't really know that are in your friends list.
I don't think I've had it with best friends, but I've had it for people that are like, I like this person. I can hang out with them. And I'm like, ooh, I'm not going to reply to you anymore. Block. Leave me alone.
Yeah, that's so shady. Does anyone think that this is actually okay to do?
I get the idea of the side hustle, but you got to go out there and like market your own people, not your friends, not your family. Or if you do one time and that's done, but to like put me into a big message or a big group, that sucks. Because you're like, why am I here with 80 other randos that I don't even know? 317-239-1009. Do you think, like Alex asked, is that okay? But I also want to know too, though, like, what is your family hot to you? Or what is your friend or your coworker, Susan? What is Susan trying to sign you up for?